When you read the New Testament, remember, this is the blessing in operation. This ought to be happening around us all the time. We are the body of Christ. That's got a new ring to it, you know what? We are the body of His authority. We are the body of that blessing.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares with you how to operate as an heir of heaven's promise. Now, here's Kenneth.
We've been talking about heaven's blessing. God planted a garden east of Eden. He took seed from heaven. Planted a garden. Well, we've been talking about that all week long. When Adam, you know, he did what he did. Well, then the blessing then came on Noah and his sons. And then Shem walked in it. The other two boys didn't, but Shem did. And then Shem blessed Abraham. And the blessing came on him. And through Abraham and the blessing of God, Jesus came into the earth. Hallelujah. And through Jesus now, that heavenly Eden blessing belongs to us. Now, it's so vitally important when you go back and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that you realize that the Bible said Jesus emptied himself of all his divine privileges. He didn't do any miracle. He didn't do anything in this earth in his 3 years of ministry. See? In fact, he didn't do any ministry until he was 30 years old, and he didn't do any ministry until he was baptized in the Holy Ghost. You understand? Now, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me. So everything he did as a prophet under the, he called himself a prophet, under the Abrahamic covenant. So everything he did, every miracle, every healing, everything, all the way through his ministry was a manifestation of the Eden blessing, the blessing of Abraham without measure. Hallelujah. Now, what does that mean? Well, he said, the things that I do, you'll do also. Because I'm going to my Father. Well, did he go? Well, did he? Yeah, he did. And he said, even greater things than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. How in the world could we ever expect to do greater things? Because we're living under a better covenant than the one under which he ministered as a prophet under the Abrahamic covenant. Now, we should be, and it is available to us, and we're learning, praise God, that blessing in fullness is available to us, that we can walk in this blessing without measure. Oh, Brother Copeland, how could we ever do that? I mean, Jesus never sinned. Well, if you'll learn 1 John, the first chapter, and if you'll learn Isaiah 43, 25, and 26, and how to partake of that part of the blessing, then by faith, through repentance, and knowing how to believe God, and not let some kind of sin and condemnation get in your life and stay there, as far as the devil's concerned, you're living a sin-free life. Huh? Oh, yeah, amen. Because that's part of the covenant between the Heavenly Father and the resurrected Lord Jesus. And later on tonight, we're going to take a look at his high priestly ministry. And he's faithful and just and merciful high priest that is righteous to forgive us our sins when we confess them. Now, when you read the New Testament, remember, this is the blessing in operation. This ought to be happening around us all the time. We are the body of Christ. That's got a new ring to it, you know. We are the body of his authority. We are the body of that blessing. Amen. He is the high priest of that blessing. That blessing is in his hands. And you and I are distributors. Amen. I'm doing my best to be a worldwide distributor of the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Look with me in the third chapter, if you will, of the book of Hebrews. Verse 1. In fact, let's read the 17th and 18th verses, the last two verses of the second chapter. We'll read right down into that. I don't like to start a sentence with wherefore. I mean, there's just something weird about that. Well, there it is again, wherefore. Verse 16, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, tested, and tried, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He is able to take full responsibility and full care and full everything it takes. He is able to be the Savior of them that are tempted. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider, fix your mind and your thinking on the apostle. The word apostle means the one God sent. Fix your mind. Consider the one God sent, the one God appointed, the faithful and merciful high priest called of God, the high priest of our profession, of our confession, the anointed Jesus. Now, can you see that that right there is referring to the fact that he is anointed for the calling of being high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, the anointed Jesus. Now, who was faithful to him that appointed him? As also Moses was faithful in all his house. Now, excuse me, we just read that he is faithful in things concerning and pertaining to God and the reconciliation of the people. Now, what does that mean? Well, he's faithful to God. Amen. He's faithful to what he's called to do. He's faithful to his calling. He's faithful to that anointing. But it also means he's faithful to us. He's a merciful and faithful high priest. 1 John chapter 1 makes the statement. He is a faithful and a just or a righteous high priest to forgive us and cleanse us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For us to confess sin before him and believe we receive our forgiveness. For him not to forgive when you confess it, not when you felt better about it, not when guilt went away, but when you confess it and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, he would be an unjust priest. Because that's what he's called to do. He is anointed to forgive. He is anointed to cleanse. He's assigned in those things, and he's faithful in those things pertaining to God and pertaining to us. Now then, this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath built the house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But the one anointed as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Amen. Now then, let's go to the fifth chapter, beginning with the fifth verse. Well, let's read the fourth verse. No man takes this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron, so also Christ, the anointed one. Now, wait a minute. What is he anointed to do? Well, he's anointed to be a faithful and just high priest. He is anointed as high priest over our confession, over his words in our mouths. All right. So also the one anointed glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, the Father said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. What day? The day he raised him from the dead. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Now, that's not talking about being frightened or fear like that. That word translated fear means he totally humbled himself to the Father's complete will in absolute total reverence and complete confidence. Reverence, reverential fear, reverential humbling before God. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God. Now, here is the heavenly calling. We are partakers of this heavenly calling. Called of God, a high priest forever, a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, we see here where there are two things. He is the high priest. He's faithful, merciful, high priest, made after the seed of Abraham. He is the high priest over his word in our mouths. Huh? He is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Now, those two things come together in their calling. And we're going to see some of those things tonight. Excuse me. But he is called after the order of Melchizedek. Now, look at Hebrews chapter 6. And let's look, first of all, verse 13. Now, let's read this slowly and carefully. I want these words to talk to you. Why? Because you are a partaker of this heavenly calling. You ought to be partaking of it. Amen. Your name's in the book. Amen. You know, if they called the whole family in and said, now, you know, your granddaddy's left a fortune here, and each one of you are named in the will, well, that makes you a partaker in this, doesn't it? Well, now, it's a dirty shame if you won't partake. Well, I don't know why they don't give me something. Well, you ought to go get it. It's yours. Well, I know, but now, you know, I want to be humble about it. No, you're just being dumb. Why? You're not partaking. Now, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He entered a blood covenant with a man, and he said, if I ever break covenant with you, I will self-destruct. That's about as tough as you can get. Saying, surely, guarantee, blessing I'll bless you, multiplying I'll multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation, a covenant for confirmation is an end of all strife, all argument. A covenant is the end of the argument. By his stripes you were healed. Now, what is there about that you don't understand? Now, get this verse right here. This needs to be part of your memory. You need to memorize this 17th verse. God willing more abundantly. Faith begins where the will of God is known. God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability, the absolute, complete, impossible to changeness of his word. To show abundantly to the heirs of promise. And if you're in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs? And heirs. Say, I'm an heir.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
The promise is to me. The immutability of his counsel, his word, in order to show it and to prove it, he entered into a blood covenant with the man, and then later on, he did what he said. He spilled his own blood in behalf of the covenant he made with Abraham. Now, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, two immutable, unchangeable, two things impossible to change. What was it? The blood and the bread. The blood and the body. You remember when Melchizedek, it's after the order of Melchizedek. We're reading right into him right here and now. But you remember when he showed up to receive Abram's tithe, he had the bread and the wine, elements of the covenant He was showing him then. Look here. I'm a high priest of Almighty God, and what I'm saying to you is from heaven on high. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And he believed it because of the bread and the wine. And it ought to still be on your table today. You're an heir to the promise. Same two elements. Don't wait till the second Sunday of the month or whenever your church takes communion. Dear Lord, take it four times a day if you want to. Or whatever, however many times it takes. Oh yeah, you ought to be running to that communion table. That's your healing table. That's your blessing table. Dear God. Strong thing. Now, here's what, now look carefully. That by two immutable things, we might have a strong consolation, a strong inner strength. That covenant. When you have covenant on your mind, and you call on the name of the Lord, I've lifted my hand to Him. I am His man, and He's my Savior. He's my high priest. Praise God. When you were born again, you were not born a servant of God. You were born a child of God. Moses, a servant over his house. Jesus, a son over his house, whose house we are. But I'll tell you, it's a different thing on a different level when a son, a joint heir of Christ Jesus, comes in before his Lord and says, "My God, I'll serve you as long as there's breath in me. I'll serve you. I'll fight your battles. I'll go to war. I'll preach. I'll do whatever it is. I'm yours to command, sir. I'm your servant." The Apostle Paul called it a bond servant. I'm not a slave because I have to be. Bless God, I'm a servant because I want to be. I'm a king, but I have fallen on my knee. And I covenant with my Lord. Hallelujah. But I fully intend for that blessing to be intact. Amen. And He fully intends for me to see to it that it is. My faith is up there, and I'm not moved by what I see or what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe, and bless God, His word is unchangeable. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life. Based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland, this personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life is our special this week, and it's got some great products in it. Whatever you're seeking, God has provided the answer for you in His Word. And it's all up to us to go to the Word, find out what He says, get in line with that so that the blessing can come upon us. We'll never come up short in finances, in healing, in anything if we'll go to the Word of God and live on it. I'm so pleased that this book, God's Master Plan, has been, it's done very well. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list. And we've put together a curriculum plan for your life, and it's a great way to share the word with your friends or your prayer group. We've done it for churches. And it's DVDs, CDs, where I taught on the master plan. And you can use it in so many different ways. Just use it for yourself. Just get into it and find out what God promises you so that your faith will be strong and you'll be ready for whatever comes. Father, I pray for every person today for the healing of their bodies. I rebuke sickness and disease off of you. I command you to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you just say, Lord, I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And then you do what you couldn't do before. Begin to move what you couldn't do before. And take that healing and don't ever go back on it. Keep it in your mouth. Keep reading healing scriptures and saying healing scriptures until every symptom's gone out of your body. Today, Ken's message was from the West Coast Believers Convention. And you can see the rest of the message if you go online to kcm.org and click on media. It's always good to go back and hear the whole thing. The more of the Word of God you have, the more faith you'll be able to release in your life and receive the blessings of God. Ken encouraged us to memorize Hebrews 6:17 today, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath. God has said to us His word, and He confirmed it with an oath. We are joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will see to it that we receive what we believe on the word of God. God bless you. I'll see you again soon. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you learn the word of God and build your faith. Also to pray with you and encourage you with the love of God, and to help equip you to fulfill your destiny and reach out to those around you. Visit our website at kcm.org and surround yourself with the Word of God every day. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, a year for you to receive the blessing without measure. How much can you grow in 3 days? What about an entire week? Get rooted in the Word of God and engage your faith at these life-transforming meetings in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center.
It's really like a breath of fresh air.
Just charges us up for the year to come.
I just can't stay away from it.
Head on down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.